So bring this energy and freshness to the meditation, finding a balance between effort and relaxation. In the sutta, in the discourse, the Buddha teaches your musician, Sona or ex-musician, that if the string of the lute is too tight, it'll snap. If it's too loose, then the sound will be incorrect. So finding the correct tension for the strings of a lute or a stringed instrument is similar to finding the balance of effort and relaxation. What is a simile of a person holding a small bird in one's hand? Hold it too tightly, the bird will be in pain. Too lightly, and the bird will fly away. Don't stare at the object. Just appreciate the object. Just as you would appreciate a fine work of art. Every breath matters. Another analogy. A doctor in a clinic in the middle of the jungle on a remote area, the long queue of patients. The doctor gives equal and absolute attention to each patient that comes into the clinic. So like a doctor examining patients, all of a similar background, similar ailments, then we examine the breath one after another, like a long stream of people needing our attention and care. Observe the sense of well-being that accompanies the moment of mindfulness. Recognizing that well-being adds to the connection between the knower and the known. Mindfulness of the breath leads us onwards, leads us out of samsara, allowing the mind to drift around in memories, fantasies, leads nowhere, or it leads round in circles. How many lifetimes have we wasted just allowing our mind to wander wherever it wants to wander? So patiently, firmly, we train our mind like a parent trains a child. Sometimes to be gentle, sometimes rather strict. You develop a sense for what the child, what the mind needs at any one moment.